views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience. This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. And today, we're going to wish you a happy holiday. We're going to give you a present. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. So, Jason, tell the audience what present we're giving them today.
Our present to you is the best you could ever get. You know, we really believe that.
Okay, wait. Come on, Jason. Is it really that good?
I know most people have fantasies of a new Mercedes in their driveway. And yeah. No, it's not that kind of present.
Oh, okay.
But I believe our present is actually better than that.
Oh, okay.
If we could put happiness, love, success, and health under the tree, we would do that. But we're going to give it to you in another way.
Okay.
We're going to give it to you as the gift of your authentic self. Hmm. And with that gift comes happiness, love, success, and health.
Okay. So tell the audience how you can gift your authentic self and how that leads to happiness, love, and success.
Well, your authentic self is an energy that we call essence, and some people call it soul. Since this is an energy, we can show you how to access it, and it doesn't matter where you are, who you are, and of course, there's no charge. Doing this is completely free. You don't have to buy a soul master, you know, like a Stairmaster, soul master, or an essence treadmill.
That was good, Jason. I like that one. That you're going to use for a week and put in the closet.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, working with energy is completely free. Anybody can do it anywhere. Okay. And you know, it's something that I think is important to incorporate into your life. So it's because there's so much negative energy in the world. And the benefit is so great, but most of us don't work with energy. We don't, in our world today, we think in terms of problems and solutions. And when those solutions are always framed as strategies and techniques, well, you have to do this, 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 and this. And you never think about, you know, changing the energy of a situation, which of course is the ecosystem approach.
Right. So, and I want to say to everyone that every week we are here telling people how to work with their authentic self. And then we do work that removes programming and negative energies that keep you from the best connection with your authentic self, your own authentic self. So, Jason?
You know, this is the connection and the path to happiness, love, success, and health. But see, here's what we see, and I see this a lot, is that we're taught from a very early age to fake it. That, you know, we talk about our authentic self, by definition, it's authentic.
Okay.
But we're taught to, have you ever heard your parents say, well, you know, act well behaved? Well, I don't feel well behaved.
Oh,
well,
my mother's was pretty is pretty does.
Yes, which is a way of saying act pretty. You know, that's what you have to do. We're taught to fake it, you know, be nice to your brother. Well, I don't feel like being nice to my brother. Well, act like you're being nice to your brother. You know, we're taught to fake it. And so, and in our selfie culture today, you know, we all, we could be fighting. There could be four or five people fighting. And then they say, let's take a selfie picture. And then all of a sudden everybody's saying, geez, everybody's smiling like they're having a great time.
Right.
And then they put it on Facebook or on the internet. And people say, oh, they're having a great time. And they can go right back to fighting as soon as the picture is taken. We fake it all the time.
Well, and faking is programming.
It is. We're taught to force ourselves, to manipulate ourselves, mm-hmm. to trick ourselves, to do what we're told is the best for us, what's in our best interest. We never think about what's in my unique best interest.
Or my own highest and best interest.
Yes, we're taught to say, "Do it this way." You know, if you want to be successful, you do this. If you want to be healthy, do this.
Well, we're given formulas.
Exactly.
But those formulas—that's
the perfect word. Yes.
The formulas do not take into account that we are all unique, and that our lives are unique. It doesn't take into account that.
See, we designed the ecosystem approach to help you uncover your authentic self. And that's because as intuitives, you know, you could never see this through a microscope. You could never see this with some sort of scientific method because your authentic self is a subtle energy that is intangible. You can't touch it. You can't measure it. You can't feel it.
Oh, come on, Jason. Give me a pound of anger. Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you can't give you a pound of your authentic self. I couldn't take your authentic self out and show it to you. I couldn't take you apart so you could see
it. It's something that you feel. It's something that you know.
Well, and we've always called ourselves intuitive because it's through the intuitive channel that you have access to your authentic self. But here's the rub. In science, all scientific inquiry and validation is designed to rule out intuition.
Okay.
And be able to duplicate something so you can see it over and over and over again. And that's something about our authentic self, that it's more lifelike. And it doesn't, you know, it could be one way one day and another way another day. It's not like it's always just like in life. It's never it's not something you can compartmentalize.
One size doesn't fit all.
Act the same way every single time.
Well, and
that for every single person, you know, my authentic self is different than Patricia's authentic self.
Thank God. And we
can't compare the two.
But you know, I want to bring up a point. Number one, I was never very good in what I would call math because I didn't because of my intuition, that was one of the biggest parts of me. And so when I met Jason, it was very interesting. He saw my intuition right away. And, you know, I was kind of oblivious to it because I'd been trying to hide it for so long. But what it did was this emotional side of me, and by the way, emotions are energy. So we're going to break it down a little bit. Emotions are energies. And what it did was it enabled both Jason and myself individually, by the way, to actually start to see that everyone was unique and that we needed something. We needed some sort of, I'm going to use the word process because I don't have another word. That's why we came up with the ecosystem approach.
We need an approach.
There we go. You know, approach is the right word.
We need an approach to uncover our authentic self.
Right.
And one of the things that we saw as intuitives, and again, this is why we created the ecosystem approach in the first place, was that when we look around, people would come to us with issues and problems and challenges and the wanting to achieve objectives, but we could see that their authentic self was like a battleground. It was it was like a big bomb had exploded in it. The authentic self was beaten up, broken,
fractured,
dysfunctional,
to say the least.
And it's the root of who we are. And if that root isn't right, how can anything else that comes from that be good?
Wait, I want to. There's a clarity that needs to happen here. the root that he's talking about is our authentic self. And when it is broken, fractured, beaten up, and discounted, then we have to make sure what we decided, what we figured out, we needed to find a way to help people reconnect to their authentic self. And,
yes.
And we realized that through our intuition, it was our gift to us to help others as a gift to you guys so be able to do that.
So in this show today, we're going to help you put it back together so you can have happiness, love, success, and health.
Exactly. So Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
A connection to your authentic self is the best gift you could ever have. Okay. Working with your authentic self is the way to happiness, love, success, and health.
Jason, I want you to say that one again because I want the audience to get that.
Working with your authentic self is the way to happiness, love, success, and health. And that working with your authentic self is available to everyone and is completely free.
Love it.
The ecosystem approach is the best way to develop and connect with your authentic self. And we know that because we've been doing it. We've been doing it for years, and it works, and it works really well. And there's, you know, there's, we've seen people talk about some of these things before, but their methods aren't as effective. And I suspect that's the case because they can't see energy with the clarity that we can. And that's our gift.
Okay.
And so,
with that said, stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to help you unwrap your presence of happiness, love, success, and health. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuOS.com.
Introducing New Soul Science, an introductory course with Ruby Betty, offering profound wisdom alongside radically simple concepts and techniques that collapse time, allowing instantaneous personal transformation. The foundational techniques of this introductory course reveal the profound inner ability each human has to access and fulfill their individual soul script or soul promise. Awakening this ability leads to the mastery of one's destiny. The concepts are totally original, immensely powerful, and completely revolutionary. They ignite an infinite fire within each listener, fueling one's ability to live out their unique soul promise. Are you ready to become more aware and access amazing personal transformation? This course is available now at rubybetty.co.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Thank you. Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. We're going to help you unwrap our present to you of happiness, love, and success. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. All right. The audience needs a better understanding of the authentic self. What does happiness, love, success, and health have to do with the authentic self?
Okay, so let's see if we can break it down. In our culture today, we're raised to act a certain way, learn certain stuff, and do certain things. But rarely to never are we challenged to understand who we are in reality and then act, learn, and do things. When that foundation of knowing who you are first is not present, it interferes with everything else that comes after.
So what's in the happiness present? Can you unwrap that for us, Jason?
Happiness happens when your life is in alignment with your authentic self. In other words, happiness is really a byproduct. It's an energy, but it's a byproduct. When you're expressing who you are authentically to the world, happiness is a natural result. And a lot of people, you know, they choose careers or they choose partners who, because they don't understand their authentic self, are wrong for them.
Yes.
And then they look at their life and say, well, you know, I'm successful. I've got a great spouse. You know, why am I unhappy? Well, it starts with your authentic self.
I love that. You know, I want to back up for just a moment. I remember that this is when I was a young kid. I was like six, and my brother, as a Christmas present, bought my sister and I dance lessons. And I remember this was my first conscious thought of truly, authentically being happy when I could actually move to music without somebody telling me, stop, get out of the living room, go in your bedroom. In other words, my
You're being
point,
disruptive.
I was being disruptive. Well, that was, anybody knows me, that's probably true
probably
all the
true.
Time. Yeah, but that wasn't my point, Jason. My point was, I remember very distinctively being in such awe of going into a dance studio, of actually learning the words to things that I already instinctively knew. And it just, I was in such awe, I couldn't believe. I was so happy to be learning, quote, a proper way to dance.
But as I know about Patricia's history, that the dancing was not encouraged. In fact, she was programmed to not do dancing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we can talk about all of her jobs that she's had that are so far away from that, but that's another show. So,
okay. All right. So, so moving right along. So Jason, let's unwrap the love present.
Real love happens when there is a deep love and connection with your authentic self. If there is not that connection, the love of others is the result of deep-seated unmet desires to connect with that self first.
Meaning yourself first.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, that authentic part of you first. When that happens, love can be really off. In other words, if I don't have that deep connection to my authentic self, then when I choose a spouse, I'm looking to fill up that deep unmet part of myself. When I have children, I may look to my children to meet that part of me that's not fulfilled or that those unmet needs of loving yourself.
And then, of course, have expectations of those children to meet your needs.
And we've had so many clients. Absolutely. It's so sad.
Yes.
You know, people who have been, you know, this lineage of bad stuff happens for generations when we're not taught to love ourselves first. And it sounds like a cliche, you know, love yourself, blah, blah, blah. But when we look, we see the cliche a lot. We see people talking about loving yourself first, but then the way they go about it doesn't seem to work. And we can see that as intuitives. So clearing the energy so you can connect to that authentic place, it feels delicious. It feels amazing.
Well, and you know, long before the clearing and understanding of my authentic self came along, when I became a mother, it was not under what people would call the ideal situation. But I remember there was a moment. And by the way, this can happen for fathers too. But I remember that there was this moment where my authentic self, everything just moved out of its way. All those blocks moved out of its way. And when I looked at my child, I knew that there was this genuine, authentic connection. And it was the most heartwarming and unbelievable feeling. I've had more than one, but I can remember it so distinctively and so very, very well. It, in its way, I could say, well, it was kind of like the dancing thing. And yeah, it was, because I was truly connecting to my authentic self and the love that not only I had for myself, but that I had for my child.
We see that. That's a great example, Patricia. It really is. And we see that people have these glimpses of that connection, and it's amazing.
But they discount them.
And they can't sustain it.
Or throw them away.
And the reason is all this programming.
Yes.
Our programming culture gets in the way. So we have this beautiful experience with our child as they're born. And then it's on to, well, you know, you have to, how do you work? How do you raise your child?
How do you have the money or the funds or even the support to do so?
You know, even just how you raise your child is based on, well, do this, 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 and this. Strategies and techniques. There's nothing in how we're taught to raise our children that says help them uncover who they are.
Right.
Help you uncover who they are so you can help them be who they are.
Well, that leads me to the next segue. Thank you very much. Jason, what is the success present? Explain that. Unwrap that one for us.
True success is an expression of your authentic self. Most people spend their whole lives pursuing what they think, that's a key point, is success, because it's been defined for them by others or society.
Well,
you know,
go for it, Jason. You got a good one.
We use the Carly Simon song a couple shows ago on our newsletter,
right,
where the mother wanted the son to grow up and be a doctor or a lawyer, and he grew up to be a musician.
And by the way, a great musician.
Yes. but that wasn't good enough.
It wasn't good enough for her.
And it affected that relationship forever. But if you're going to be successful, you have to be who you are. Now, some people, you know, being an accountant, and we were talking about that, you know, even though it's not my
I'm laughing at it because
it's not my expression of my authentic self, but for some people it could be, you know, getting into the details, making things right, creating a strong structure for a business, a foundation for a business can be deeply satisfying to the right people.
Well, and you know, let's back this up for just a moment. Jason's father wanted him to be an accountant, and he's told me the story more than once. He was going for it. He was going to get there. And I have to tell you, you know, how many accountants, and please, if you're an accountant, please don't take this personal, but how many accountants out there really have this wonderful, dynamic sense of humor and love of life, of authentic living? The bottom line is that is my husband, not the accountant. So with that said, Jason, what is the health present? You know, unwrap that one for us.
Being physically healthy is when you live according to your authentic self. And when you don't, it makes you sick.
Ooh.
When you're not living according to your authentic self, it makes you sick. And we think that, well, if we wash our hands or we stay away from germs or we try and do all these things, that's not really what makes us healthy. What makes us healthy is this connection to your authentic self that we're living out in the world.
Okay. And by the way, then you would automatically wash your hands and do all the things that need to be done just automatically. You wouldn't have to really think about it. Oh, yeah, I need to wash my hands, that kind of thing. So, tell us more, Jason. Why is the connection to our authentic self so bad or so hurt or so broken in the world today?
We're going to be talking about this throughout the whole show. But simply put, it's covered with negative energy. Mm. And since we don't work with energy, it's rare that we can fix it. You're not going to go to your doctor and say, hey, doctor, my authentic self is covered up. He's going to look at you weird. He's going to send you for a psych eval. You know, it's not going to work.
And what is that, 5150?
Yeah. You know, what we do as intuitives is we know how to work with this energy. And it is an energy. Mm-hmm. It's an intangible. And that's how you get to it.
Okay.
So, you know, we're going to talk about that going forward.
So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Happiness comes from living your life from your authentic self. Love always starts with a deep love and connection to your authentic self. That real success is always an expression of who you are, and that connection comes from your authentic self. And that the foundation for happiness, love, success, and health is your relationship to your authentic self.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to look at how to uncover your authentic self and what blocks you from that information. Remember, this is our gift to you today. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, the Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Today, we're talking about our present to you, which is a better connection to your authentic self and the resulting of happiness, love, success, and health.
I'm going to have to take those bells from her pretty soon. So, anyway,
no.
I hope you enjoy our Christmas cheer here.
We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. And the bottom line, Jason, is having fun is a really good way to connect to your authentic self.
Well, it's a natural response to being connected to your authentic self.
It is. And I have to tell you, we have a hard time sometimes getting things done because we're having way too much fun having fun. So, I know everyone wants to unwrap their presence of happiness, love, success, and health. But the problem is we don't really understand the foundation of the authentic self. Can you explain that better?
From childhood, we're taught to behave in school. We're taught to do our homework. And you almost have to be rebellious and misbehave to say, I don't want to do that. I want to do this. You know, think back about how much of our time growing up was dedicated to finding out and exploring who you are. Almost none. Our culture is hugely biased toward programming, where you're told to think, how to behave, how to act, versus uncovering who you are. The best way to uncover who you are is to remove the negative energy of programming. Today, living in this world, I don't know any other way except removing the negative energy constantly, consistently, and specifically. That's the way to your authentic self. That has to be done. It has to be an energy practice, and that's the way out of programming.
Well, Jason, you know, we don't talk about this part of it very much, but I think this is a really good time for me to ask, can you explain to the audience what has removing the negative energy around your authentic self done for you?
I've always known, I've had an idea of my talents and abilities, but what's really blocked me more than anything else is the confidence to implement those talents and abilities, the wisdom about how to implement those talents and abilities. So as I started to remove these negative energies around my authentic self, what happened was it was like a posture or feeling that, you know, imagine me standing with both feet on the ground and saying, this is who I am. Mm. You know, you can't mess with it. You can't challenge it because I know who it is. Where before I was way too wishy-washy, way too, oh, maybe this or maybe that, or maybe I'm good at this, but maybe not. Or I would have these, you know, these bouts of second guessing myself. And that confidence, which is, or lack of confidence, which is unworthiness, is an energy.
Well, okay, I'm going to step in.
Yeah, and that's what's confusing about this is because, right, you know, we think of authentic self as a kind of a list of traits. You know, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. But the truth is it's allowing those talents and ability and the wisdom to how to implement it in the world come forward.
Right. And, you know, the thing that's amazing, let's go back to the accountant thing, you know, the accountant reads black and white, does black and white thinking. The truth is, it would have been really hard for Jason to implement doing the accountant job because he gets really bored with doing the same thing over and over and over again. So no one in his past before now or before the authentic, before the ecosystem approach, did anyone understand he needs to be challenged on a regular basis and he needs to realize he can do anything and everything that he wants to do.
You know, it's funny. You know, I was in college and I was a business major. I was interested in business, but I didn't, you know, it wasn't clear to me what exactly I was interested or why I was interested in business. And I now know that I love the big concepts. I love, you know, how we work as human beings, how the world works together, and to figuring out the secrets of how it works. That's me. And oh my gosh, an accountant? But see, here's the thing that was so strange. When my dad suggested, oh, you need to be an accountant, you know, I never stood up and say, are you crazy? Dad, you're nuts. I would, you know, I could never make it as an accountant. I said, huh, well, you know, maybe you think about it, you know, wishy-washy, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
You know, Patricia, when I met her, was in purchasing, you know, putting papers from the inbox to the outbox and, you know, processing, you know, purge servers and things like that. And I think, oh my gosh, that is so not her. And, you know, for most of us, you know.
Not that I can't do shopping, everyone.
Well, exactly. But that's different. That's
it is a different totally skill. Different. That's exactly right.
You know, and.
By the way, I was spending millions of dollars at sometimes every day.
Someone else's money.
Of somebody else's money doing purchasing. But the truth is, talk about boring and a waste of my talents.
I mean, she's a performer. She's artistic. She loves many. She has many different artistic talents. And just, you know, that. And there's, you know, that doesn't mean that if you know your authentic self, you might, you know, do something like be a waiter if you want to be an actor or actress or something like that in the meantime to make money, those practical things. But usually we don't do those things because we really are aware of who we are.
Exactly.
We do those things because we don't know, it's not clear enough about who we are.
Well, and we believe we have to do them.
Yes.
Which does not serve anything.
I mean, most times people take some sort of intelligence test or vocational test when they get in college to see what their interests are. Well, duh, you know, that should happen when you're 1 or 2, 3 years old, not taking the test, but start to uncover who you are.
Exactly.
So that when you get to grade school and then middle school and then high school, you're saying, oh my gosh, I want to do this. Or, oh my gosh, I want to do this. I mean, teenagers wouldn't be so awful if they really had a good idea of who they are.
Exactly. No,
and we're doing
true.
That, yes. You know, where what happens now in today's world, you know, they're rebellious or they're not, which either case could be not good for their authentic self. You know, they might be falsely rebellious because they've been programmed for so long, or they may be have given into the programming and become very obedient. Neither of which is good because we need to know who we are.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what the ecosystem approach does for us. We find out who we are. I admit I had to wait until much later in life to figure out who I was through the ecosystem approach. But today I'm happy. I get to do what I want today. And by the way, doing this show, helping people uncover who they are. I love my job. What is it, the saying? You'll never work a day in your life if you love what you do. Well, the truth is, I love what I do, and so does my husband, and it's wonderful.
And we love doing it together.
Oh, yeah. You know? Fun? Oh, absolutely.
So we like it. So,
all right. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The disconnection from our authentic self is the result of programming. Mm. Programming happens when we disregard who we are when choosing how to live.
Okay.
Clearing negative energy is the best way to uncover and connect with the authentic self. And implementing the authentic self in the world is the best way and the greatest gift you could have.
I love that. But, you know, I want to talk about another gift. Jason, we didn't talk about the newsletter this week. Let's talk about that. What do you have for this for us this week?
We have a newsletter, and in every newsletter we do clearings, which help you uncover your authentic self. Mm-hmm. And we usually have those clearings based on the topic of the week, but it's so valuable. It's free. Mm-hmm. It's easy to do. It's something you put on your phone and do these clearings all week. And then next week you can do the next clearing. All you have to do is go to our website at www.livinglighter.org. Go to our newsletter tab. All we ask for is your name and your email address. It's free. Sign up right now. We want to have you start uncovering your authentic self. We want you to have these gifts that we offered starting today, right now. And we're going to be doing that in our next segment. But first, we're going to tell you how to do clearing.
Sure. Okay. So, all right, Jason. So start at the top on that one then.
We want you to set your intuition so that if we clear something that you don't think applies to you, you can use the clearing for someone next to you. But also, if we clear something that you don't think applies to you, it won't hurt you.
Okay.
This clearing process is very benign. And all you have to do is sit down. You can stand up. It doesn't matter what posture you have. Use your imagination. When we say, and to eliminate, we say whatever we say to eliminate is gathered up on your from the tips of your toes all the way up through your body, and then blow it out. Take a gentle breath and blow it out into the trash can. That trash can is in your imagination. You can blow it into a real trash can. You can blow it into an imaginary trash can. And we own the trash can. We'll empty it for you. We'll take care of that negative energy. And then we go on to the next emotion or situation or intangible, whatever we say and to eliminate.
Okay. And then at the end, we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that we have access to or that there is. And by the way, everyone, anyone has the right to use this energy. Everyone has the right. It's really a big deal. So, and you're basically going to reverse the process. You're going to pull in that life force energy through the top of your head, let it go all the way down your torso, your arms as well, all the way down your legs, and let it go to the end of your toes. Then turn it around. And when you exhale that breath, meaning you're going to use that energy to remove any negative energy that's been left over from when we first started or that's still hanging around. So when we come back, stay tuned. We're going to start to help you use the four presents that we've been giving you for the holidays. This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst? Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia, and we're going to give you the four presents through clearing that we promised in the beginning. Let's get started, Jason.
Okay, so let's do some clearing. We're going to help start removing that negative energy that keeps you from that authentic self, keeps you from the delicious feeling of connecting to your authentic self. So here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that my authentic self is my greatest gift. Take a breath, blow it into that trash can. And to eliminate the veils and illusions, so I can see my authentic self is the way to happiness, love, success, and health. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any and all barriers, so I can uncover my authentic self for real happiness. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the shoulds, the ought tos, you're supposed to, this is the way, the strategies and techniques, your loyalty to strategies and techniques that interfere with the expression of your authentic self. Take a breath. And to eliminate trying to make your spouse happy, your parents happy, your children happy, your boss happy, that may interfere with your authentic self and the veils and illusions so you can see how you're not making yourself happy. Take a breath.
And by the way, that doesn't mean that all of the pie is just for you. That's not what this is, what we're talking about.
It's not selfishness.
It's really not selfish at all. What it is, that actually, when you take care of you, you actually end up taking care of others in their highest and best interest.
In better ways.
It's so amazing.
When you see your authentic self and that process of uncovering that, you're able to see other people and how their authentic self isn't as it should be. And you can help them to get to that place so much better than you would otherwise.
And by the way, remember, if you start with you, then you can help others with them, with their selves, because none of us, even your children, are immune to the programming and the training and all of the stuff that those negative energies that block your authentic self. So with that said, and to eliminate all the veils and illusions for me that keep me from seeing how when I remove negative energy from me, I then can help others with their negative energies in the highest and best interest of all of us. Take a nice breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so that I can live my authentic self and expect the resulting happiness right now. Take a breath.
That was actually really powerful, Jason. It's one that most people you're not going to get for a little while, but keep on going. Keep using the ecosystem approach, everyone. And to eliminate the barriers to my authentic self so I can heal and have great positive health starting right now today. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the false programming where people, parents, teachers have tried to get me to do one thing because it's practical as opposed to another thing, which is really who I am. Take a breath.
And I'm going to finish that one with saying, had to blow that one out. And to eliminate all the veils and illusions so I can see the programming in my life and clear it instead of taking it personally and getting stuck or trapped in it. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the black and white thinking that says I have to be a total rebel to find my authentic self, when the truth is I can often do that quietly with the life that I have right now. I'll just become more satisfied for myself in the life that I have. Take a breath. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that I can make changes around the edges that are probably profound for me because it'll be an expression of my authentic self. Take a breath.
And here's one of the last clearings that I would do, and to eliminate the veils and illusions and rules so I can ask myself who I am authentically as opposed to what I should be. Take a breath.
Yeah, careful that word should. It's really toxic. It can be really toxic.
It can be. You're absolutely right about that. So let's activate some life force, Jason.
Okay.
So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can have my connection to my authentic part of me, starting with me. Take a breath. Pull that in through the top of your head. Let it go all the way to your toes. Blow out any negative energies.
And to activate life force so I can have the courage to clear the programming that keeps me from my authentic self. Take a breath. That programming doesn't want to leave easily. It wants to stick around. It wants to trick you, manipulate you, and stay there.
Okay. So, and to activate life force so I can love myself enough to clear the negative energy, I should say, see the negative energy, clear the negative energy, so I can connect with my essence easily, smoothly, and swiftly. Take a breath. And to activate life force energy so I can love myself enough to be peaceful and happy starting right now, today. Take a breath. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to set the stage for your new year. It'll be New Year's Eve, and we're going to set the stage. We're going to give you some more presents. And one of the first presents we're going to give you.
Oh, not
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we're going to get rid of those bells. But we're going to get you the present of not having to do New Year's resolutions.
Ooh, that's a big one. That's a big one.
We're just going to show you how you can just give up New Year's resolutions and still have the best year that you've ever had. To give up trying to resolve or to buy into the New Year's resolution craziness, which is full of shoulds, and find a connection with your authentic self, which is the greatest New Year's you could possibly have.
I'm going to give you all a little bit of a hint. By the way, it is the ecosystem approach in how you do that.
Yes.
So, let's see. If you liked your experience with us today, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
You know, Patricia, one of the things that we've designed this radio show, the ecosystem approach, this radio show, the newsletter, so that you can start uncovering your authentic self right now. And all you have to do, it's this simple, is listen every week, sign up for our newsletter, do the clearings in those newsletter. Listen to the clearings at the end of the show every week and do those clearings and just keep doing it. It'll be amazing. It's free. It's easy. You can't not do it. It's great.
If you want to feel better and make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically, you have to sign up for the newsletter. When you do this, you also get a backstory for Living Lighter Radio and us, Jason and Patricia.
It's free. Oh, do those bells again. One more time. Yep. Okay. So it's free. The newsletter is free. And all you have to do is www.livinglighter.org. Go to the newsletter tab. We just ask for your name and your email address. Do that today. Oh my gosh. It's going to be so helpful. It's so easy. It's so good for you.
If you got a benefit today and had some fun, go like us on Facebook. We're at livinglighter.org. If you like us, then we always preview the next show on our Facebook page every week.
Yes. I love those likes. I know I shouldn't. My authentic self loves to be liked on Facebook. So please
do that for
me.
We'll connect next Monday, everyone, at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.